Shabbat Shalom. Before I get into this, I have to tell a little story. I generally have a little comment to make for those that get up here and do the Torah. And a couple weeks ago, I went to say something, and the person that was doing the Torah said, "Pray for me." Well, that's kind of hitting you in the face with a damp cloth because you are responsible then. So, good one, Mike. today's parasha, I'm going to go ahead and read what Sam read in the Hebrew. Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. And the days of Jacob, the years of his life, were 147. And I really, really enjoyed this one because there were so many stories and lessons that could be pulled out of this. And I had a bit of a hard time deciding until I went back and reread it again, and I realized something. Have you ever read something a second time, a third time, and all of a sudden the fourth or fifth time you read it, you say, "Well, I didn't know it said that." Or maybe you sometimes will read something and, "Oh, well, so what?" You know, you kind of take sections out of the Bible and you put them in envelopes or a box here and there. When Gene and I were young, we had 12 envelopes that we put our bills in, and we put it in here and here and pull them out when it was time to read them. And I think that's what we do sometimes, that these stories and lessons are isolated. And one of them that caught my eye was in Chapter 49 of Genesis, verses 5 through 7. And by the way, this is my story. I always have a story. Well, this is my story. We find Jacob, giving his last blessing to his sons. He's already blessed Reuben, the oldest. So we get to Shimon, or Simon, and Levi, and he says, "Shimon and Levi are brothers, related by weapons of violence. Let me not enter their council. Let my honor not be connected with their people. For in their anger they killed men, and at their whim they maimed cattle. Cursed be their anger, for it has been fierce. Their fury, for it has been cruel. I will divide them in Yaakov and scatter them in Israel." Oy vey, such a blessing. That's, I thought, whoa. But it was true. I can remember the stories. I would have to pull them out of an envelope, but I remember the stories on ahead. And I thought, that was true, wasn't it? But first, Yaakov called them brothers. And of course they were brothers. But I believe he used that term to make them equal. That not one was more wrong than the other. But anyway, looking on ahead, we see this really happened. What Jacob said. The tribe of Simon all but disappears once they get into Israel. They're a small group of, they inhabit a small area in Judah, down around Beersheba in that area. And we don't hear much about them. Where are they? What did they do? They were kind of absorbed there. Okay, next we look at the tribe of Levi. It was scattered among the tribes, naturally. They didn't even have land. But there's a little more to this. We have to open all these little boxes and get all these stories out. It says that while they were traveling, there happened to be a time during which the Israelites went astray big time. They started worshiping golden calf, right? Well, who were the people that came to the side of the Lord? The Levites. They were the ones that brought back the people to God. Of course, with Moses and Aaron's help. Then we move on a little farther on that trip. And what happens? Israel is camped in the land of Shittim. And we know what was happening there, right? That's where the Midianite women were. Numbers 25, 6 to 8. It says, just then in the sight of Moshe, and the whole community of Israel, as they were weeping at the entrance to the tent of meeting, a man from Israel came by bringing to his family a woman of Midian. When Pinchas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the Kohen, saw it, he got up from the middle of the crowd, took a spear in his hand, and pursued the men from Israel right into the inner part of the tent, where he thrust his spear through both of them, the man from Israel and the woman through her stomach. Thus the plague among the people of Israel stopped. Nevertheless, 24,000 died in that plague. Okay, Levites doing good, getting there, but there's a little more to that story. We need to go down to verse 14, and it says, the name of the man from Israel who was killed, put to death with the woman from Midian, was Zimri, the son of Salu, leader of one of the clans from the tribe of Simeon. I hope a light is starting to come on that you may see. Rabbi Shimon Shab explains that the radical difference in their descendants are rooted in the way Shimon and Levi reacted to Yaakov's rebuke. Levi used the rebuke to spark a deeper level of repentance. He did not merely regret his previous misdeeds. He took several positive steps to change and improve. Thus, his descendants who followed suit became our greatest leaders. The Levites today are the priests, especially later on. They served in the temple. Shimon, Simon's tribe, no. What What we don't want to do is give up. They had done something wrong, something really wrong, where their father absolutely said, I don't have anything to do with these kids. One of them took it to heart. The other says, well, the heck with you. So I think that there's a couple lessons there that we can take to heart. We need to get in and read the whole story. Don't just read across the top. Think about what you're reading and take it to heart. After all, it's God's word. Shabbat shalom.